Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. There are many misconceptions which are found regarding Islam and its political directives. One of them is that it is derived from a narrative of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that there will be a time when this Muslim ummah shall be divided into 72 sects, 72 various groups or sects. Now, if we collect and collate all the narratives which mention this fact, we come to realize, first of all, that this number 72 or 73 is not used in its literal sense in these narratives. It is used in a very special way. It is as if I say in a sentence that, oh, Ahmed, if you do this thing three times, then Zahid will do this thing four times. It's like sort of reminding someone or warning someone that if someone does this matter in three or four times, the other person will take the lead and he will do it five or six times. So this mention of 72 or 73 in that narrative is absolutely not literal. It's figurative. It tells us to be on guard that this could be the case that people in the Muslim ummah shall be divided much more than people were in the previous ummah. The second thing which comes to light if we study all the variants of this narrative is that it is not at all speaking of any religious sects. It is not saying that Muslims shall be divided into various small religious sects as has been derived from this narrative. What it primarily says is that there will be political sects. There will be political sects who would dissociate themselves from state authority. And therefore the Prophet was guarding Muslims, but he was reminding Muslims, he was warning them that once he passes away and there comes an issue of state of anarchy, then they must not dissociate themselves from the state. They must remain attached to the authority of the state. In other words, this narrative is primarily a prediction of the events which might take place after the Prophet. And if they take place, the Prophet has told them that at all costs, Muslims must not dissociate themselves. They must not sever themselves from state authority. They must remain attached to the state authority. And we know that later on, after the Prophet had passed away, there was a time when the Khawarij and the Sabais and the other sects had become so independent that they had dissociated themselves from state authorities. So it was primarily to remind Muslims of the situation which might confront them once the Prophet passes away, that this narrative has mentioned that and warned that Muslims must take heed. They must be guarded. They must keep guard on the fact that they must not be politically divided into various factions. In other words, it is erroneous to conclude that, first of all, this narrative mentions 72 or 73 sects of the Muslims in their literal sense. And the second thing is that these sects are not religious sects as we understand them to be. For example, the various divisions amongst the Muslim Ummah on the basis of religion. No, the fact of the matter is that this narrative actually speaks of political sects or political groups which might become independent and have a system of their own, and they dissociate themselves from state authority. So the Prophet was actually guarding and warning Muslims that they must not do so when he passes away later on. In other words, it does not relate to matters of today, for example, when people say that today what the Prophet had said has come true because the Muslim Ummah has been divided into various religious sects and they are of the order of 72 or 73. As I said, this directive or this narrative primarily mentions the state of affairs which might happen right after the Prophet passes away or in the next few decades, so that Muslims could remain on guard that the situation must not arise, and they could also remain on guard that primarily it is the state authority which should prevail in all matters. Muslims must never sever themselves. They must not cut off themselves from state authority, come what may. They have to respect the state. They have to obey the law. They have to obey the rules of the law, and in all cases have to remain attached, and they must adhere to state authority. And this is what this narrative actually says. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ